Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The next few perakim will talk about the tum'ah of beged, cloth. Cloth includes fabrics that are woven together either from the wool of sheep, from plants, or from silk. Felt is also considered to be a type of cloth. Mishnah says, Habeged mitameh mishum hamisha shemot. Cloth can become tameh in five ways. Hasak mishum arba'a, sack cloth could become tameh in four ways. Ha'or mishum shelosha, leather in three ways. Ha'etz mishum shenayim, wood in two ways. Ukli heres mishum ehad, an earthenware in one way. We'll first get into each one of these categories one by one. We'll start with the last one, earthenware. Keli heres mitameh mishum keli kibul. Earthenware can become tameh in one way as a container. Kol she'en lo toch b'chli heres, en lo ahorayim. Any earthenware utensil that doesn't have an inner surface, which means it's not shaped like a container, does not have an outer surface. An earthenware utensil that is not a container cannot become tameh at all. So if something tameh touches the outside, it's unaffected. That's what we mean by this line over here, that any kli heres that's not a container doesn't have an outer surface. It means it doesn't have an outer surface in terms of it cannot become tameh. Musaf alav ha'etz shuhum tameh mishum moshav. Wood has more ways of becoming tameh than the earthenware that we just discussed. It could also become tameh as a seat, an object that a person puts his weight on, like a chair or a bed. When used as a seat, the object could become tameh even if there's no container. Vechen tavla she'en la lizbez. Another example would be a tray that has no surrounding rim, cannot be used as a container. Bechli etz teme'ah, bechli heres tehorah. If it was a wooden keli, it could become tameh because it has the ability to hold things even though it can't contain them. And a kli heres, an earthenware utensil, it would be tahor. An earthenware utensil has to have a container, like we said above. So again, kli heres, only container. Kli etz right now, container as well as something that could hold on to a person's weight. A wooden object, even if it's not a container, if it could hold on to weight, it could be something that could be mekabel tum'ah. Musaf alav ha'or shumetameh mishum ohalim. Leather has another way of becoming tameh in addition to what we said before, more than wood, more than kli heres, than earthenware, could become tameh as a roof over a corpse. If a piece of leather is part of the tent that is on top of a corpse, it becomes tameh because of ohel. Musaf alav asak shumetameh mishum arig. Sack has another way of becoming tameh, in addition to what we said with leather. Those three could become tameh as a woven item. If strips of leather were taken and turned into a woven item, it's not a utensil anymore. It's not really a keli, as opposed to here, sack. If you take sackcloth and it's turned into small strips and then woven together, again, it could still be considered a keli and could become tameh. Musaf alav habeged shehu metameh mishum shalosh al shalosh. Cloth has even more ways of becoming tameh than sack. That it can become tameh as a piece of fabric if it measures 3 by 3 etzbaot. If it's that small amount of size, it could still become tameh, as opposed to the others, which you need a bigger utensil in some capacity to become tameh.